Welcome to African Markets Daily with Thekiso and Thinili Fifi, your daily financial and business news update from around the continent.
Hello, it is Wednesday, the 4th of August, and these are some of your top business and financial news from around the continent. Nigeria's Communication Commission says MTN Nigeria's application to renew its operating license for another 10 years is still undergoing regulatory processing. In March, MTN Nigeria said it was at an advanced stage of renewing its operating spectrum and license from September. The spectrum underpins the company's data network and telecom coverage in Africa's biggest economy. The Nigerian Communication Commission says reports that MTN Nigeria's application had already been granted are incorrect and misleading. Egypt's president vowed to increase the price of government-subsidized bread. This would be the latest in a series of austerity measures taken by his administration in the recent years to overhaul the country's economy. President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi offered no further details on the amount or the timing of the price increase. He said the increase would help his government cover the cost of meals provided to the country's school children. This is the first time that the Egyptian government revisit the price of bread since 1977, when then President Anwar Sadat revised a price increase in the face of riots. In Namibia, credit demand remained downbeat. Private sector credit extension growth ticked lower in June, according to Bank of Namibia's latest money and banking statistic report. The decrease is due to lower demand for credit, specifically in the form of overdraft and other loans and advances. Meanwhile, growth in credit extended to households remained flat compared to May. The stock of foreign exchange foreign reserves increased to 41.8 billion Namibian dollars at the end of June from 39 billion Namibian dollars recorded in the previous months. The increase is due to inflows from the African Development Bank loan and the IMF's rapid financing instrument. And finishing off with news from Rwanda. Rwanda raised $620 million from investors as it sold its international bonds for only the second time, making it the latest of a flurry of African nations that take advantage of the recent benign conditions in bond markets. The sale of the new 10-year debt drew more than $1.6 billion of orders. Investors have been drawn to relatively high-yielding emerging markets dollar bonds in recent weeks amid the plunge in the developed country bond yields, which has pushed the US and European borrowing costs to their lowest since February. Rwandan bond follows a second visit to the international bond market by Benin last month and dollar debt sales by Cameroon, Kenya and Senegal in June. Thank you so much for listening. Remember to subscribe, rate and review us wherever you catch us. It does make a difference. Goodbye.